It's member supported, 89.3 KPCC. I'm Nick Roman. 47-year-old Ramon Escobar, whom federal immigration officials say is a Salvadoran national, is under arrest for a string of attacks in Los Angeles County involving mostly homeless men. The LAPD says it's connected him to 3 murders and 5 attempted murders. Immigration and Customs Enforcement reports 6 deportations for Escobar and 6 felony convictions for burglary and illegal reentry. Well, now, when cases like this come up, there are inevitably questions about the number of crimes committed by immigrants in the country illegally. Professor Michael Light from the University of Wisconsin-Madison studies the comparison between unauthorized immigration and violence, and Professor Light joins us now. Thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
In the political discourse that happens when you've got cases like this one in Southern California, immigrants in the country illegally are often blamed for pushing crime up in communities where they settle. But what have you learned through your research?
This is actually an area where, as you discussed, where I think the conversations, particularly the political conversations, have really outpaced the research in this area. So there's been a lot of talk about what is the effect of immigration on crime, specifically what is the effect of undocumented immigration on crime. And there really has been a vacuum on this specific question. And so what my colleague, Ty Miller, who at the time was a graduate student at Purdue University, what he and I did is we conducted essentially the first study looking at how does the flow of undocumented immigration, how does that impact the rate of violent crime? And so what we did is looked at this relationship between the years 1990 and 2014. And essentially what we found is that the relationship between undocumented immigration and violent crime is negative, meaning that as undocumented immigration goes up, violent crime tends to go down.
And why would it go down?
There's actually conflicting hypotheses on this. So this is an area where there really are good reasons to think that this relationship could go either way. So on the one sense, undocumented immigrants tend to exhibit risk factors that we typically associate with high crime populations, things like high poverty rates, unstable employment and housing, and low educational attainment. On the flip side, there's also reasons to anticipate that undocumented immigration may decrease crime. For example, immigrant communities tend to exhibit much lower levels of crime, as do first-generation immigrants. Moreover, selection could be playing a role here. And the core idea behind that is that immigrants often come here in pursuit of educational or economic opportunities, either for themselves or their families. And moreover, undocumented immigration requires quite a bit of planning and motivation. And those types of characteristics aren't very highly correlated with having a high crime-prone disposition. Moreover, obviously, undocumented immigrants have a very strong incentive to avoid criminal wrongdoing for fear of detection.
How confident are you that your statistics are correct, that you actually have an accurate record of the number of crimes?
That gets to this question of how do we measure crime. So in our study, we measure crime using what we refer to as the Violent Crime Index. And this is the FBI's Uniform Crime Reports measures of murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault. And so your question is fundamentally important, and that is in places where undocumented immigration increases, are we looking at simply, is it less crime or is it less crime reporting? And so one of the things that we make a big point in our study is to look specifically at homicide, because this is an area where we know there's no problem with underreporting, right? There's no issue of underreporting because there's a body. So we're very confident in those numbers, that there really is an appreciable decrease in homicide. And so in that sense, we're very confident that those crimes are very well reported. And the fact that we're finding consistency across homicide and rape and robbery and aggravated assault gives us confidence that it's not just some sort of statistical fluke.
We're talking with Professor Michael Light from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He studies the comparison between unauthorized immigration and violence. You had mentioned something about first generation, which in my mind then hinted that, boy, then the longer that immigrants stay here, the crime rates start to go up, and they became, I'm assuming then that the extrapolation is they become like all the rest of us.
That's exactly correct. So actually, that's a finding that we've seen in criminology for over a century, is that first-generation immigrants tend to be less crime-prone than native-born individuals, but then the second-generation immigrants tend to have rates of crime comparable to the native population. Oftentimes, we refer to this sort of as the dark side of assimilation.
Professor Michael Light from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you again.
Professor Michael Light studies the comparison between unauthorized immigration and violence.